Hello, 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 hello. This is What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Sasha Sugar. How are you all doing, guys? I have really missed you. Today is a very, very special show because I had a very, very, very special experience last weekend, and I'm still trying to understand and digest what happened and how to integrate it in my day-to-day life. And I'm very excited to share this all with you. And to help me do that, I have invited these two amazing human beings that I met last weekend. And I just to be completely honest with you, I'm not on drugs right now. I'm absolutely sober. Well, I had the Bailey shot for the encouragement, but I'm not tripping. I'm not high. I'm just high and live. So today's show is going to be about human connection and love that goes beyond the romantic love, and love that goes beyond ourselves, and love that can, I think, help us live a more meaningful and spiritual life. And if you learn something from today's show, and if you have any questions about the process, how to get on this spiritual life, please email me at whatislove@radiofreebrooklyn.org, and I will happily answer all your questions. So I've invited Amy and Kenzie today to my show. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
I am Amy.
Kenzie.
You actually sound really great on the mic. This is amazing. Perfect. Yeah, that's awesome. So these two women are absolutely gorgeous and beautiful and spiritual and kind, and I'm just kind of in love with them. And that's why I invited them to today's show. And as I mentioned earlier, I met them last weekend when we did I can say that now. Mm-hmm. We all did an ayahuasca retreat last weekend, and all of us had a different experience, but somehow those experiences were interconnected, and we all feel very kind of in love with each other right now. So yeah, let's just get started and tell a bit of our individual experiences and how we want to process them moving into a day-to-day life. Sounds good?
Let's do it.
All right. And if you want to take a break at any point, just let me know. I'll play a nice song. I have a few tunes prepared to get the show started, maybe to get the thought started. So whenever you want that, just let me know.
Great.
I want you to have the most loving experience on the Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you. Did you want me to start? And
yeah, sure.
Do it? Okay. But should we tell people a little bit like what ayahuasca is exactly?
If you want to. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So,
because I posted that I was talking to the girls before the show. It was so interesting, but the posters, the visual work I have done for the show, I and my friend who has helped me, Roxy, she's amazing. She has helped me to create these posters. So they received the least amount of engagement and likes and comments of all of my previous shows. This is the 20th show, by the way. Yay!
Anniversary. Congratulations.
Happy anniversary, What Is Love. So it made me think that, wow, so people are not ready yet. Even my friends who know that I'm quite open-minded and I'm quite open to trying different spiritual things and just different experiences to enhance my life, they still were hesitant about, okay, what is this, ayahuasca? So maybe we can start with giving a bit of the information.
Okay, cool. Well, I think to start off with, it's really important to know that there's so many different ways to meditate or to go deeper or connect spiritually. And I mean, some people do it through running, something as simple as running, and some people use plants to do that. Ayahuasca is a very, very ancient form or ceremony where they use plants, which they actually brew, and you drink, and it helps you kind of break away your conscious mind and go deeper. It's through a guided a very safe environment with a shaman who's very experienced in this, and he comes over from South America, and you sit with people and you prepare and you cleanse yourself before, and everybody has a different experience, but really it's just a way to go deeper and connect with your greatest self. And then the not that there's a goal, but in a way you want to bring a piece of that back to your everyday life, right? You want to see your greatest self and connect with it, and then, and you have downloads, so to speak, and then you want to each time have a piece of that divine, and how do you bring that back and live with that every day? And so for me, that's what ayahuasca is.
Okay. Yeah, I would just add, or am I far? Sorry. Yeah, I mean, you're reaching a new consciousness, right? You're ingesting a plant to catapult you, if you will, to another consciousness. And so, yeah, you come back down here, and you're like, how do I integrate this into my life? You know, like you said, every day, you know. So
why would you recommend to anyone to do ayahuasca? I personally think that everyone should do it at least once, even to understand that there is something beyond the world we see across from, I don't know, that we see around, that there is something more to this, and that there is something more to our day-to-day lives, something more meaningful and spiritual. It's not even about the spirituality, it's more about living a meaningful, fulfilled life. So to that, speaking about that, I think that everyone should do it at least once, just to even get an idea that maybe their minds are a bit too narrowed. But what were your, I think, original thoughts or motives to try it?
Yeah. I think, like, we all have this greater intelligence in us that will propel us or compel us towards certain things. But for me, I kept hearing it in reading it, and it was the quote, "We're not human doings, we're human beings." And I was trying to do, and I was like, you know, I need to be more. And when I stopped doing, I was like, well, who am I being? And like, what am I being? And all those questions came up. And so I started seeking out a way to uncover that. So that's what sort of led me there.
Okay, so it was just a step, one of the steps on your self-discovery journey to stop doing and start being.
Exactly. Okay. And you said it, you said discover as well. I think a lot of us think when we stop and realize there are questions, we think, oh, well, we're broken, we need fixing, we have issues, we have this and that. But it's really just a discovery and an unfolding of that, like you said.
As they say, I mean, the plants, I really believe this, the plants call you, you know. I agree with you that everyone should do them. I'm torn about it though, because I do think that the plants call you and that not everyone is ready all the time, right? But I did it for the first time last December, and what drew me to it was, you know, all of those spiritual reasons, but really it was like, for me, trying to figure out life, right? Trying to navigate my way. I met a guy, he was talking about DMT, and that was just part of my... So anyway, from that conversation, I was just like totally, totally mesmerized. And so I was studying and reading about this and tried for about a year to find a place to do it. Like, how do I even do this? So yes, it was all the spiritual reasons. I've always been interested in trying to, like, better myself, trying to figure it out, you know? What are we doing here and why are we? But I'm telling you the story because I went into it and I was so naive. I thought I just wanted to sort of rework my brain chemistry and just see what, you know, you have this brain and it's wired a certain way. And everyone knows if you do hallucinogenics, I'm doing bunny ears right now, hallucinogenics, that, you know, that you can rewire your brain and think differently. And so I was interested mostly in that, you know, initially. Man, after my first experience, I realized how naive that really was. You know, literally in 6 hours, I was completely transformed. So
You're pretty lucky that you were transformed in just one ceremony.
Two. I told Sasha the story already, but yeah, the first one was I was getting acclimated to the medicine and she interacting with me and me with her. You know, your first experience, I realized, sometimes is like this, but. You know, it's like, is it working? What's going on? And it was ultimately positive but hard, and I felt compelled to stay. And I asked, I essentially begged. I was like, I have to figure out if this, what's going on. So it was actually the second ceremony. They go in tandem with each other because I had to break, I think, to have the second experience. But it was the second experience that was transformative. So just saying, it was two. But yeah.
That's funny how you mentioned the whole brain rewiring, because this is exactly the conversation that Amy and I had after our ceremony on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And this is something that triggered you also to start this journey and to, I guess, to understand the full capacity of your own brain, because we are wired in a certain way.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily better for us, or it's not necessarily natural.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it comes from what social conditioning dictates.
I actually bought you a present, this book. This is for you.
Oh.
And it's actually all about rewiring and reconditioning of the brain. It's been a life. This has been a life changer for me. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
This is my copy just for you.
Did you sign it?
Oh, I haven't signed it. Well, I didn't write it, but I'll put a message in there for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking to what Kenzie has said about how naive she was, I also was very naive about my first ceremony. In fact, I thought that this is what you do just one time.
You're fixed.
Get the enlightenment, you know who you are, you know what you want to do, and that's it. And after the first time, I got crazy visual journey, but I didn't necessarily got any emotional or spiritual experience. But I was kind of confused. I did have a spiritual moment when I felt that the whole earth is coming through my body when I was taking a breath, but I still was very much in consciousness. So then after last weekend, I'm even more confused now, because it just showed me how much more work I need to do. But at the same time, I'm so excited about this journey. Like literally for the 3 days after the ceremony, I was waking up. Like I told you, I was waking up at 6 a.m. every day because I was just too excited to sleep. I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to leave. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to get to know myself. I want to get to know others. It's just crazy. It's crazy good.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy bad, but it's crazy good. And I actually now think I want to share a bit more in specifics what happened to all of us, because we all had different experiences. And whoever is listening to Radio Free Brooklyn now, please listen to this, but know that your journey will be completely different.
Yeah.
Because it's the way medicine works with you. It's not about the medicine. It's about the medicine working with you. So we're going to share our experiences. And if you already have an experience, you can call us on 718-928-9732. Or you can email me at whatislove@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Or if you are still if you are anonymous about this, because it's still a quite an intricate subject, and some people feel a bit hesitant about sharing this, don't feel this way with us. We are very open about it. We want to hear that. Get in touch with us, and now let's continue this journey together. So Kenzie and I, we drove on Saturday together, and the Saturday ceremony, we kind of saw each other, but not really, because everyone had their own journey. I had an extremely bad trip on Saturday. I was trying to get out of my own body. So basically, whatever was happening in the room, all the sounds and purging and people having the bad trips, I felt through that, and I felt it was all happening in my body, and I didn't want to have that. So I was trying hard to get rid of that, but I didn't want to purge. And I had this idea that if I keep drinking more of medicine, the medicine will help me too. It will lead me through that journey. So as much as it already was a bad trip and I could barely walk and think, I kept drinking the medicine with the hope that it's going to help me. But it didn't help me. It was just getting worse and worse. I was getting more and more intoxicated and more deep in my journey. And I just crushed my chest. I crushed my face. I still have some wounds on my body. But I did it to myself just because I didn't want to deal with all that negative not negative, but I mean, we all, it's yin and yang kind of thing. We all have good and bad in us. So I did not, I was rejecting that bad side. I don't want to have that. And I don't know how to cope with it. So that was my, but still I'm so grateful for that experience because, well, first of all, I had a great support from the person who was helping at the ceremony, and I felt, and she, in return, she felt that I needed her, and she was, we spoke after the ceremony, and she said that she was so grateful that I had that experience because it showed her that someone was in need of her so much that, you know, she just was feeling so much love for me and compassion, and it opened up a few new feelings and emotions in her. So in the end, I'm still very grateful for that experience because it also showed me that I'm not patient enough and I don't want to deal with bad things. I just want to ignore them. I want to throw them up, but throw them out, but I don't want to deal with them. And this is not how, like, this is not what the mindfulness is about. The mindfulness is about dealing, accepting and dealing and working through rough times as well. So to me, as hard as it was, I'm still very grateful for that experience. It was Saturday. Sunday was much better, but I'll talk about Sunday later. Kenzie, could you share a bit? Because you were like in your own journey. I kind of saw you a few times during the ceremony, but...
Did you? I felt like I was by myself in the bathroom doing like yoga. that happened, actually.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at the dawn and someone was there all the time.
I know. I just didn't move for hours. First, before I mentioned Saturday, I did have an experience once that was kind of like this. I did three ceremonies in a row in 3 days, and I was sitting there Friday. It was beautiful, and you know, you'll often find if you've done this or if you haven't, it's beautiful and hard and all in the same evening. But anyway, I wanted so badly for the 3 days to be over. Like, I wanted to come out of it with like the lessons and the butterflies and like, well, this is what I learned, you know. And she really taught me, the medicine really helped me realize that, and I'm still working, so I've in no way mastered this, let me just say. But I needed to be present in all of those, in the entire weekend, you know? I needed to go through the hard times, I needed to be present and deal with them or see them. It was like I was just so anxious. I was anxious.
So you know that in advance, or you realized that during the journey that this is something I need to work through, or you just decided before you went there, okay, whatever happens, I have to deal with it? Like, how?
Yeah, no, it was definitely in the journey. It was kind of like, and she was telling me, and when I say she, we often, just to clarify, refer to ayahuasca as Mother Ayahuasca being the spirit in the plants. So when I say that, that's what I mean. But anyway, she was kind of like, Kenzie, be here. And I was like, yeah, 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 be here. I get it. And I remember this is like a conversation. Honestly, it was like a conversation we had. And I was like, yeah, I get it. Just be present. I get it. She's like, no. Be present. Like, you're still looking at it like with a, you know, with a wide angle lens from far away. It's like, right now, be present. I was like, but it's so uncomfortable. You feel nauseous. You feel it. And anyway, I learned in that journey just to be present. And that's when I realized that I was looking at the whole weekend that way, where I was like, I just want to like be done. I'm excited, but I want to be done because I know it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, but because it also goes back to how our brain is wired. We are all aimed for the results, right, Not for the process.
Right.
And
oh, absolutely.
Even when we go to ayahuasca, we are hoping that, oh my gosh, at the end, I'll achieve this. I'll achieve that state. I'll get to know myself. Like, I'll have this secret knowledge that I didn't have before.
Right.
But we don't really want to go through the
process. You don't
want
to go through the process of learning.
So
right. Absolutely. Like, you want the good job, right? You want to, like, have it all figured out. You want the, whatever your dream is. But let's just say the American thing. Like, you want a family and the good job and a lot of money and the picket fence. And it's like, but you don't want to work for it. You don't want to like go through the hard times. You have to figure out what you want to do and do the jobs when you're like, shit, that's not what I wanted to be doing. But it was important. You know, you want to get to the other side.
I wonder in your trip when you heard the ayahuasca saying to you, Kenzie, you have to be present.
Yeah.
How did you realize that it was ayahuasca, not your mind? Because that was my concern. Okay. That was my issue, that whatever voices I was hearing, I always knew that that was my own mind. And I couldn't differentiate if it's my ego saying or it's actually ayahuasca talking to me.
This is interesting and loaded. The simple answer is I knew.
You just knew.
I knew the difference. And it was, but because there was this tug of like, be present. And I was like, yeah, I get it. It was like there was two voices there. And so I could kind of tell which one was mine and which one wasn't.
Okay. So tell us now about your Saturday experience.
It's kind of a good segue and kind of, so Saturday experience. So just to talk a little bit about the ceremony, you normally ingest the tea sometimes, or in this case, you know, the shot of medicine that's thicker than a tea, but sometimes, anyway, so you drink it and then you sit there and sort of, the medicine's always working, like right from when you take it, right? But you know, sometimes the visuals or these things take a while to start happening, right? So you wait for the medicine to metabolize in your body. Well, normally it takes me about an hour and a half to really feel that. This was less than 10 minutes. So I got up and brushed my teeth and came back and was like, and I was the first person to drink. And basically by the time Sasha drank, which was probably the seventh person,
yeah,
I was just gone, like totally in my journey. So basically, she taught me a lot about humor. And I have to preface this by like the week before I had my tarot cards read, and one of them was this fairy card about laughter. Uh-huh. I don't know if you guys have done this before, but anyways, I drew this laughter card and it was like, you need to take things, you need to laugh, you need to like chill out with life. And I don't find necessarily have a problem with like my like
humor.
Yeah. That's not really, but it,
yeah,
but
kind
it was
of funny girl.
It was kind of like, but it was like, you're taking things like, I want to, what am I going to do with my life, who am I like trying, and I was very serious and I was like, yeah, I like intellectually understood what that meant and was like, yeah, that's probably true, I probably should take. Anyway, she showed me like how funny life could be, and I'm just like, I can't even, you guys, it was so amazing. I was like, wow, this is all in your mind. You can take any situation and just laugh at it, because what is it like, give me any example. You're like, you can laugh at that, laugh at like your, I don't know, expectations about things, like that's made up. Money, I'm worried about money right now. Ashash and I are talking about like, oh, it's expensive to do. And she's like, I made it up. Money's made up. Like, who cares? So I'm laughing and I'm just like, and I guess the big thing was just trust in the universe. I was telling the girls before, but we're all exactly where we need to be. That's what she was telling me. We're all, and I will learn everything I need to learn when I'm supposed to learn it. And that's it. And I was asking her about my father suffering from really, really, really severe depression. And I was like, even my dad? Like, and it's hard on everybody. It's hard on him and it's hard on all of us to watch that. And it's hard to understand if you've never dealt with it. Anyway, and I was like, even my dad? You know, like, is this where he needs to be right now? And she was like, yes.
Wow.
Like, trust us. Trust that, like, gravity will have you not floating into the air. Trust that the universe is taking care of you guys, of everybody, you know? And I was like, what about like the ailments of the world, war and, you know, all the isms, sexism, racism, all this stuff, you know, like what is, this is where it's supposed to be. And I know this is hard to hear. It was hard to hear for me too, but she was like, yes.
Wow.
This is the way the universe, way it's unfolding.
Did she say when it's going to be over?
Yeah. She just said that like your life, essentially like your life is so short. Like what we understand life to be is like what, 75, 85 years is like so short. And we're like, this is so torturous. You know, and she was like, this is, there's literally eternity, which is hard for our linear minds to wrap around. But
it's so funny that you mentioned the laughter card, because I actually picked the miracle card, and there was this beautiful angel and just it was such a beautiful and spiritual card. And now on Saturday, and I just thought, oh my god, I'm gonna have this amazing miraculous journey, and at the end it turned out to be total crap. Because and I thought, now it kind of makes sense to me, because I had those expectations from what my journey is supposed to be, should be, mm-hmm. will be. And it was nothing like that. It was really bad. And I just saw the pussies and asses and people purging. And it's, you know, it's really, it's hard to explain what you see to the to people who have never done it. Like, it's not even their actual things or objects, but in your journey, it just, you just kind of see the fabrics and textures and different colors, the colors that you don't see in real life, right? So I've seen, it was just so bad. And I could not laugh at it. I tried to, but I couldn't, because I just, like, I don't, why did this happen to me? I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person. Why do I see all these pussies and asses and all this? Just, it was.
Wait, so, that was in your mind? Or that you
visuals.
Were like,
my visuals. Well, I was with closed eyes, but yeah. Right. And so instead of trying to laugh at it, and I was just like, I'm supposed to see the miracle, not this. Where's my miracle? So the thing about ayahuasca, it is so. She's kind of a bitch, you know. She's kind of like, she's like a mother. She's like, you know, she can be kind, but sometimes she's gonna be rough when she thinks that's what you need to learn. And I was so resistant it that I got what I got.
It is, and people often say this: it's you get what you need, not right. what you want.
Yeah,
there's a difference in intention and expectation, but expectation is.
Bad. They're
helpful.
Bad. Yeah. They're terrible everywhere.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that you get, it's not what you want. It's not what, you're going to get not what you want, but what you need. Because that's kind of the motive at Burning Man, where mm-hmm. I'm going this in one month. And for whoever is listening to the show, I'm wearing my newly done goggles that I'm going to wear at Burning Man. So that's why, you know. I remember of that, so I'm really excited about that, and I'm trying not to have any expectations. Kenzie, thank you so much for sharing. I think we will, before we get going into the Sunday ceremony, we'll just take a quick music break.
Sure.
I want to put on some AC because it's freaking hot in the studio. Guys, this is What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are sharing our beautiful, not so beautiful, but amazing experiences of love and knowledge and enlightenment that we all, the three of us, experienced last weekend. So stay with us, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes. And I hope you will enjoy this beautiful track that Kenzie actually helped me to find.
Iri, wiri, wiri,
Hello, this is What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Sasha Sugar with Kenzie and Amy, and we are sharing our beautiful experiences of out-of-body transcendental love and other and deeper human connection that we all experienced last weekend with the help of Mother Ayahuasca and the people who were present at that ceremony. And if you have your own experience, if you have any questions about the ceremony, how it can help you integrate whatever you learn in your day-to-day life, how it helps you to integrate with your interactions with humans and everyone around you, call us at 718-928-9732, and we'll be happy to listen to what you've got. So... Kanda shared with us her Saturday experience, and now I'd love for Amy to share hers from Sunday. We were sitting across from each other during that ceremony, and we connected without words. I felt like we were going through the same things just by the looking at each other, and at some point I remember that I thought that Amy was the most gorgeous woman I've ever met in my life. I mean, I still think that way. And I'll be completely honest with you now, because this is something I haven't told you after the ceremony, but I even felt jealous. Oh, damn it. Lisa Cullen. Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hi. This is What Is Love
Show.
Hey,
what's up, Sasha?
Hi. Hi, sweetie. Is that Katya?
That's Katya, yeah. How do you know me?
Hi, Katya.
Well, Katya, whoever doesn't know what and who Katya is, she is...
Needs to.
She's angel. Katya is angel who saved me on Saturday night.
And me too, thank
I'm
you.
I'm calling from heaven.
Oh my God! Radio Free Brooklyn just got huge because we are receiving a call from heaven. Katya, we love you so much, and you're just one of the
guys.
Most...
I love you. Thinking about you two sitting in the studio and talking about beautiful world of ayahuasca, it's like the best vision for this morning.
You mean afternoon, right?
Yeah, it's morning for me. I just woke up.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. We really, when I had this idea for the show, I actually thought a lot about Katya and how loving and generous and just out of this world person she is.
Thank you.
But you are. Like, there is something about you that is just hard to comprehend. Like sometimes I just don't understand how you're able to do it, how you're able to be the way you are. You are so loving. It's insane.
If it's a question, I do not know the answer to it, but I did grow up in a wonderful environment, in a small little tiny community in Siberia. So that was rather, that made me appreciate things that I have right now. Mm-hmm. And then I have this love for humanity that I am more than willing to share and happy to be in this
place. Can I just tell everyone that in the ceremonies you have what are called sitters, and there are people actually there to help and guide you and make sure that you're okay and give this safe place for you. And Katya is one of those, and she's just very aware and very loving, and she loves you through whatever experience you're having, whether you're puking your guts out, she's wiping it off you. I mean, like, these are very, very loving people, and they help to create a space where you can just let go. And that's what Katya did for all of us. And that's why we're so grateful.
When I was purging outside, Katya was washing off my feet because I kind of missed the bucket. And I just purged all over my body. And then another person said that I was looking like Jesus because I was just sitting, you know, purging in white clothes. And Katya and another Katya, they were just washing my feet.
I told you you were Jesus.
Oh, you told me I was Jesus. Oh.
And that's part of the process too, right? Is like having people love us through all of our, what we think is our bad sides. And that's the hardest part to learn.
It's actually not that hard. I was surprised myself, and not even through the helping experience, but through experience while being in the ceremony. You know, like, I liked the guy, and the guy was in the ceremony too, and I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to puke in front of him. It's so embarrassing. But it kind of brings you closer, and it's all natural. It's all, you know, ayahuasca is purgative, therefore, you, like, not that you have to, but if it comes back, like, if it needs to come out, you have to let it go. Like, you know, plants do work inside of you, and then when they're not needed anymore, you just... It's not even like ugly puking when you're drunk 4 a.m. in the morning eating pizza and, like, you know, somewhere in the corner. It's like, it's very natural process. After this weekend, I totally understood how nothing is weird. We're just all people. We all go through the same stuff, and we're all here for each other to support.
What is your definition of love, Katya?
What is my definition of love?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I guess it's just being kind to you, being kind to people around you, and like being patient, trying to understand, especially things that you disagree with, and yeah, just moving forward, just this kindness and gentleness.
And did ayahuasca help you to come to this understanding of love?
It helped me to define it better. Yes.
Okay. So exactly, guys, if you're still not sure what love is, I highly recommend you to try ayahuasca. go to Peru. And try what ayahuasca is. And I guarantee, even if you don't get the answer from the first time, at least you will start questioning your all definition and your all concepts. And you will get on this journey of enhancing your life and being more meaningful towards others, towards yourself, because it does help you to understand the connection, to see the connection between us all, through the good and through the bad. And that was great about the ceremony. Katya, thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us, or if you have any other questions to us, or if you want to share something with us, we'd love to.
No, I just love you guys. I really am enjoying this connection, and again, imagining you together in a room talking about love, it's perfect,
it's so hot here because AC is not working. I mean, I don't know how the show is going to end, to be honest.
We're actually all sitting here naked.
Yeah. Should we do a Facebook Live?
Even better.
Well, thank you, sweetie,
okay,
so
guys,
much.
I love you.
You have a great Sunday. I'll see you soon.
Yep. Come.
All right. Well, this was one of our now friends. It's funny how you might know someone in a regular life and it will take you years to connect. And that just this one ceremony organically connects you with people. Yeah. And like, I just love you so much now. And I'm so happy that you're in my life. And I hope you'll stay here till I think I'll live a long life, like 78, 82.
And then
least.
Afterwards, there's like, right. There's forever afterwards. So
exactly. Yeah. Well, Amy, sure. Yeah, let's talk about a Sunday. I haven't finished that. And Katya called, but
go ahead.
I think it's important I mentioned that because I'm a human and I have negative feelings like we all do. When I was looking at her at some point in my journey, I felt jealousy of how beautiful you were. I was like at first, like, oh my gosh, she's stunning and gorgeous. And then another feeling of mine was, damn it, why am I not as gorgeous as she is? She's just like, oh, I mean, you have to see Amy. I can't describe it. But then, during throughout the ceremony, when we connected and I saw you crying and I just couldn't help myself, I wanted to just come up to you and hug you and kiss your face and kiss your, you know, eyes and tears. Like, I felt so connected to you. And then when you sang, I was just, I mean, it blew my mind, it blew my body. It was absolutely beautiful. But after the ceremony, you actually came up to me and said, Sasha, when I was looking at you, I thought you were just this amazing, beautiful woman and your breasts. And you know, everyone knows that I'm very conscious about my big boobs and I'm not happy about them. But Amy, this gorgeous woman comes up to me and compliments me on my breasts. I was just like, oh my God. Like, did we have this, you know, female kind of loving outer body kind of, I don't know what it was, but it was, it was to me, it was, I felt so good. And I'm sorry I felt jealous, but I'm glad I did because that was because we're all humans.
Like, yes.
And this is part of this work, not to become a perfect human, but to be fully aware of what you are, of what you are, and just be acceptable of it.
Yeah, totally. Well, and I think it's
important. Share your story.
Totally.
Now.
Well, just on that, though, I think it's important to realize that even what you saw of me is actually through your eyes. So that's through you. So even
Kanzi, come on, she's gorgeous.
Sasha's not wrong. She is.
But do you know what I mean? Like, everything that we see in another person is still through our eyes. Like, even the bad things, even the good things, like, that's through a filter. It's coming through us. So I think, like, I mean, every woman has felt jealousy, and that's so, it's such a big thing with everyone. And I realized more and more when I started opening up to it, because normally I would close if I felt jealous. And then I started to realize, like, if that's what I'm seeing, there's a sense of, like, that I need to step up more for myself in whatever way that would mean. Like, I started looking at jealousy different, and I realized also that it was because of a sense of separation, and that the more vulnerable I was, the less that was there. And it seems counterproductive, like jealousy and vulnerability, like that's so stupid. But I realized it was just like separation. And once I realized that, like, I started to not feel jealous of other women, but really see them for who they are and see the connection with us and see and appreciate their beauty and realize that, like, we're all one. And I know that sounds really cliche, but I really realized that. And also when jealousy does come up, it's a sign for me to go back inside and, like, look internally, that I'm too focused on the external, even though that's so important. But I was like, you know, I need to look inside again. Like, that's the most important thing. But when I saw you, I actually saw, like, all these similarities. It was really weird. You were super beautiful. And then after I saw that, I started to see, like, that we look the same. And I was like, I know that we don't, but we do. Like, it was really weird. And I've never felt that with a woman. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. And I saw, like, me as a child in you too, and that was like this crazy experience.
Oh,
I was
my God.
Like, I was like, whoa. And you're blonde, and like, we're like, you know, maybe physically quite like, you're tall, I'm very short, I'm like pretty I mean, you're pretty curvy too, but you know, it was like, and I saw myself in you too, and I was just like, wow, this super connection. And it was pretty surreal. So like, I had so much love for you that I couldn't even feel anything like that, because I was just like, whoa, like, you know what I mean? So,
thank you.
Yeah. You made me cry.
Okay, so they're both crying.
it's a really beautiful thing, yeah. You know, because I think women have a hard time opening up to others. Like, it's hard for women to do that. And I've really had a hard time. Like, it's easier for men, right? Because they're not us and they see us sexually. So we can just play off that. But with women, it's like they have the ability to see very deeply in us. And so it's like it's harder to connect with them sometimes. So
do you remember why you were crying during the ceremony? Because
yeah.
You were just so... I couldn't bear with that. Like, you're crying so hard and I just felt your pain so terribly strong. And I really wanted to come out, but I knew that I couldn't interfere with your experience.
Yeah.
Was it just an emotional outburst, or you had a specific vision?
So I went in with an intention, but also with the awareness that, like, you can have an intention, but also be willing to let go of that. And for me, I mean, I have a very strong mind, and the medicine didn't affect me like it has affected a lot of people. I didn't get high, so to speak. And at one point I drank it 4 times and the shaman came outside. I went outside and he came and said, just go back in, close your eyes and meditate. And so I went in and I sat down and I just remembered my intention, which was for healing, actually, with my father. And I started just focusing on that intention, and all these emotions come up, and I really saw how deeply hurt I was, but that I was that hurt because I loved so much. And I really saw the connection with love and with hurt, and that they had to coexist. And the hurt opens us up to be vulnerable, you know, and the love is what we're feeling. And somebody said once, when your heart breaks, it breaks open. And so it's almost like when you're breaking, you're opening. And those things, like, I just saw their connection, and I was very, very moved and touched, and it was a lot of pain and a lot of realization of love at the same time. So
this brings us beautifully to the whole topic of today's show, is what is a higher power. And after the ceremony, Amy and I, we had this conversation, because I went in with the intention to get in touch with higher power. Like, you know, I wanted to understand what higher power was. Because I believe in it, but I haven't had yet an experience of truly connecting with the higher power. That's what my journey gonna be, I think, for many, many years. But Amy just said something beautiful and simple. And she said that, well, but love is a higher power. This is the high power. It is love. It's not some crazy god, or it's not a crazy visual. I mean, it might be, but it doesn't have to. It is love. And that's why I decided to devote today's show to this topic. Can you speak a bit more for how did it take you a long time to realize that high power is love? Did it happen organically? Was there any individual case that brought you to this realization?
Yeah, I think it's been so many years coming. I do remember one particular meditation that I was doing where I saw just myself as a consciousness, and then I felt like I was very overwhelmed by love. And that was the first deep experience I've had of it. And that was just a meditation that I was doing. But I just know, because all of us have that thing in us that keeps us going and that keeps us questioning, and we're all so deeply vulnerable, and we have so much, we bleed, you know. And like, I know it seems crazy because love is this beautiful thing, but where I really realized was in the pain and the hurt. I really realized the power and the depth of love, and it seems counterproductive, but I think it's definitely been a journey for me. They say you find love, right? But I don't think you find it. I think you discover it bit by bit, and it unfolds. It's not something you just magically find, like, oh, I found love, or I fell in love. It's like you walk into it, then you trek through it, and then you hike through, you know. It's like,
do you think that this pain of love comes in because we, at some point of our lives, we just realize that we've been living our life without this core ingredient of love and connecting to everyone for different reasons. And then we also realize that the whole world is kind of just going not in the right place, you know, politically, economically wise. There's so many vices in this world too. and you just realize, like, oh my gosh, the life is so much easier. Just if you just love each other, love everyone,
yeah,
everyone will benefit of it, absolutely everyone. But then realization that this is not how this world unfortunately operates at the moment.
Yeah.
This is why you feel the pain of love, or
yeah, I think we know when we're separated from it. I think we are, if creation or God or whatever you believe in is pure love, which I believe if we're a piece of that, if we are from that, then we are that. That would be our natural state, our source. So I think we feel so much angst and anxiety because we are separated from it. And that anxiety and hurt is just a desire to be connected to it again. And every time now I'm, you know, conditioning myself to every time I feel that, not to close up, but to go into it, and for it to be a signal to me to open up more because I am separated from love, and to go back to love and to train that. But the other thing that's really important, I think, is that, like, we're built for survival, not necessarily for happiness. So our brains, you know, we're built to run from animals and to run and to fight or flight. And now we've evolved so much, we don't need to do that. But our brain is still chemically wired and neurologically wired for survival. So we live in survival mode, not creation mode. And the thing is, with creation, it's all the unknown. This is quantum physics. But when you live in creation, you have to let go of everything you know. As soon as you have an expectation, you're actually thinking about what you know from the past. But miracles don't, you can't know about miracles, right? They must surprise you, right? So if you have an expectation, you're thinking about what you know already and trying to fit the miracle into the past, because everything that we know is from the past, instead of being open to the unknown, because the miracles are going to come where there's completely nothing that you know and no comfort. So yeah.
This was brilliant, and I just want to specify and emphasize that today's talk is not necessarily about ayahuasca or any particular shamanic experience. It is more about being open to an idea of that your mind is not, your life is not concised by your mind. Like, it is much more than that, and there are different techniques, there are different ways to expand your mind, because at the end of the day, you live only once, and you want to become the best version of yourself, because we all have this great potential, but unfortunately most of us don't realize it. So whatever that is, meditation or ayahuasca or just learning how to connect authentically with each other, being able to forgive, learning how to be present in the moment. And really, I don't want to sound all spiritual, like, I'm, you know, but the fact that I am, guys, just like you are, and I also have my own, you know, I'm jealous. I also have a job that I have to go to, and I have to deal with day-to-day agendas like everybody else. But I'm so happy I got on this journey, and I encourage everyone to not limit themselves to what they think they are, and not to limit themselves to any particular identity that either your parents or society or your old ideas of yourself brought up. Just try to take it all aside and think larger, like, think bigger, think with your heart. And Amy, I'm so excited right now because I'm going to cry, I think, but Amy is going to sing for us with her angelic voice, the song that is going to speak for itself. But guys, we all love you. This was What Is Love show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is a nonprofit organization. We live off the donations of y'all amazing souls. Please go to our website and give us some of your love in the form of dollars. Unfortunately, we still live in a capitalistic world. $1, $5, $10, whatever you can, it will help us. Have a great Sunday, and just reflect on today's show and take from it whatever you're supposed to take. Like, don't overthink it, but right things will come in the right time. Well, enjoy a Sunday, and Amy's going to sing for all us. And I love you, and bye. Stay with Radio for Brooklyn.
See, I am not these pages that I write.
No, I am not the world in which we fight. I am not the silent vows that lay beneath my tongue. See, I am not these pages that I write. I am not the world in which we fight. I am not the silent vows that lay beneath my tongue, yeah. And I am not imprisoned by my sins, religious wars that we can't win. I am not the soldier battling for precious life. And I am neither black nor am I white. I am not defined by human rights. I am not the chains of history I choose to hide. And I am not the color of my skin. I am not the bruises from within. I am not the wounds that bleed beneath my veins tonight. See, I am not all these voices in my head. I am the one. I am the one who listens. And I am not all this pain that I have bled. I am the one who listens. See, I am not my father or my mom. I am not a daughter or the son. I am not the comfort of the womb that held me tight. And I am not the greed that makes me blind. I am not the poverty of time. I am not the evil that will thieve from broken hearts. And I am not promised another day. No, it's up to God if I should stay. All I can do is be grateful that I'm here, here, here. And I don't know if I'll live or die. All I know is that I'll try to move the earth to show this world how much I care. And I am not all these voices in my head. I am the one. I am the one who listens. And I am not all this pain that I've bled. I am the one who listens. I am not